Hello, everyone today. We're live on the Arthur Larry Tunes Morning Radio Show. Yes, we're live on Arthur Larry Tunes Morning Radio Show today. Yes, we have the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. But today we made an additional segment to the show, and it's called the Morning Show. Dr. Larry Tunes Morning Radio Show. Who up with me this morning? Today we're on rather late, but it's still the morning. It's 10 o'clock today. It's 10 o'clock, and we are up. We are up all over the world, getting up, going to church, or whatever it is that you do today. People getting up with Dr. Larry Tunes on Dr. Larry Tunes Morning Radio Show. On Dr. Larry Tunes Morning Radio Show. Are you going to church today? Are you in your car today? Wherever you are today, you're going to church. Whatever you're doing today, we're glad to have you here with us today. Now, I have several people calling in today on the morning show. But we'll get right on ahead. The morning show is a very new morning show. We need sponsors. Anyone who would like to sponsor the show, you're more than welcome to sponsor the show. The Arthur Larry Tunes Morning Radio Show is very effective in the community for teaching the kids, teaching the youth, teaching them, instructing them, molding them how to prepare themselves in life. And also, we guide the troubled youth. And also, not only do we guide the troubled youth, we guide the abused and the battered women. And we offer very encouraging words for the youth. Not only the youth, we're very effective across the world, the show is. See, we instill knowledge into the youth. See, we instill knowledge into the youth. And that's my brother Gary online.
Yeah, yes, that's here. I'm here. Good morning, Brother Larry.
How you doing today? I was just saying that the Arthur Larry Tunes Morning Radio Show is very effective in the community, getting people up for work. We teach the youth, we instill knowledge in the youth, and we guide the troubled youth. And we thank everyone for getting up early with us. It's not as early as it was last time, but there is some type of a noise in the background. I don't know what it is, some type of a noise. If can you hear that noise, Gary?
Can you hear me now? Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I can hear you better now. A whole lot better now. Everyone, let me do this. Welcome to the morning show, everyone, with Larry and Gary. That's my partner, Gary. And, of course, I'm Larry. So welcome to the morning radio show with Gary and Larry. Gary, I let you introduce yourself, Gary. And as we are from St. Louis, Missouri, short man out of St. Louis, Missouri, here's Gary. I'll let you introduce the people. And, you know, if you have a message for the community, for the world, I'll let you go right now at this time, Gary.
Yeah, well, good morning, everybody. My brothers and sisters, I'm Gary Noble. I'm a minister in the Circle of Love in St. Louis, and do a partnership with Pro Level in East St. Louis in the Bi-State. And what we're doing, what our ministry is focusing in and is releasing and ministering the love of Christ with our community on St. Louis and the Illinois side, East St. Louis, or wherever we go. But that's one of our main focus, and I'm happy to be on the show this morning. The ex-mayor, Deborah Powell, Dr. Powell, over in East St. Louis, and we were talking about helping out our young people in education and student-athletes and getting them scholarships. So I'm very excited to be on the show this morning with Brother Larry and just open for any questions anybody might have. But that's basically it. Brother Larry, if there's anything that you wanted to ask specifically, go right ahead, good brother.
Yeah, I basically asked. I recently checked this. I recently scheduled the show If we get any calls, I'll let you know. But I recently scheduled the show. Didn't anybody really, you know. Are you still there, Gary?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay. I'm always messed with my computer stuff, and I don't want to lose connection. Well, if they don't want to call the show, if they don't call the show, they just because I recently scheduled the show. But I am going to play the footage back on Facebook. So immediately after the show, I'm going to put it on Facebook. You have a Facebook page, Gary?
Yes, I do.
Well, you're going to hear it anyway, and they're going to hear it. And when the show takes them off the ground, they're going to start calling in. You see, this is just the second episode of the morning show. We're just getting started. You see what I'm saying? Now, but don't make no mistake about it, they will hear it. They will hear it. And they're listening now at Blog Talk Radio. They can hear it live at Blog Talk Radio. And I always share with Twitter and Facebook. This is just the start of it, tip of the iceberg. You know, this is just the tip of it, you know. And everyone, this is Gary. He said he just left another meeting with kids, teaching the youth and trying to get scholarships for the kids, and back into another radio show meeting again involved with kids. Gary, a very busy man from the circle of like church here in St. Louis, Missouri. Mr. Gary, I guess that you say, can you tell us more about your upbringing in church, how you came up in church, or how did you manage to find the circle of light? St. Louis Church.
Yeah, the Circle of Love, that's the name of the outreach. And basically, it was my background in the church, I really had a sports background growing up. I grew up in Los Angeles, California. And then after I got out of sports, my old college roommate invited me to down into East St. Louis. And so when I got down to East St. Louis, I ended up meeting my wife here in the area in St. Louis. And so I ended up marrying and moving to St. Louis and raising my family here. And so basically, before I left Los Angeles, I really wasn't really into the church at that time, but most of my people had reached out to me, like my aunts and stuff, and begin to introduce me to the things of God. And one thing I had said to the Lord, you know, I was headed to San Diego State to play football, and I remember I had went to a church, Dr. Price, a Crenshaw Christian Center's church one day with a girlfriend at the time, and I remember for the first time sitting in that service, the young lady had asked me at the time, she said, "Gary, come on, let's go get saved." And I told her a lie. I told her I was saved already. And so, but after the church service, I said to God, I said, "Lord, I really like that spirit. Just let me have a little bit of football. After football, I'll come serve you." And so, to make a long story short, I went on to pray in college at San Diego State, the Aztecs. Then I went my rookie year with the Los Angeles Raiders, 1983. And then I went on to the CFL for a short stint up in Calgary. So I had a 2-year deal up in Ottawa, the Rough Riders, in the Canadian Football League. And I decided just to retire from football. But after I retired from football, the Lord helped me to that commitment that I made to it. And that's when I began to really start being led to give my life to the Lord. That was shortly after, I believe, and I'd say somewhere in about 87, 88, the Lord began really to tug on my heart, and then it never stopped from there. So when I moved back to St. Louis in 1992, I was called at the ministry. I started working with the youth out of East St. Louis, the Gumper Projects and the Oral Weather, putting together youth programs for young people with youth ministry. It's called the Winners Youth Program. That went on to Dalewood, Missouri for 10 years. And so I would minister to the youth and gather the youth and teach them discipleship with about the Bible. And then from there, I went on to a more of a family community outreach with BiHope, and that was more in the community doing concerts and outreaches and bringing the word of God. And so I always had a call strong for evangelism. But as I went forth, I worked some time with the fathers, outreach, which ministered to fatherhood. And so that at that time, about, I think last year, the Lord really began to call me back into the church, and not so much in evangelism, but to traditional church. And that's where the Circle of Love came. We're at 5401 every Saturday, 5401 South Kings Highway. Every Saturday we meet from 10 to 11, and we have a word of prayer and also healing and deliverance in that.
That's St. Louis, Missouri?
That's St. Louis, Missouri, yeah. And that's every Saturday from 10 to 11. So if anybody is in need of just really healing or deliverance, or a good word and need a place to worship, you're invited there. And so that was the vision that the Lord really put on my heart, power out of Ephesians 3:19. It says, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that we be filled with all the fullness of God. And that's my goal, to be filled with the fullness. And I know that the Lord's word says if to know that love, we have to know the love of Christ. And that's the beginning. And that love is, you know, only through the Spirit that we can understand, and it's a source. And the Lord has put in my spirit to minister the spirit of love, because the Lord has dealt with me in that area for 10 years. So it's in my spirit that that's what the people need. That's what we're really, what God is saying in this time, in this hour. We really need his best. We really need to understand that we need to operate at the fullness of God, because of the opposition that we have in the satanic energy that's out there, that's coming against the body of Christ. You can't achieve all that God has if we don't have a solid love relationship and understanding with our Heavenly Father through the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, and through Christ's righteousness and his will and him dying for us. And so that's what really fuels my fire, and part of that outreach is partnership with the pro level in East St. Louis. So we're connecting our circle of love with different organizations, enlarge the love of Christ in our community. And that's what the vision is. And so we'll be dealing with family, we'll be dealing with our youth, we'll be dealing with student athletes, we'll be dealing with fathers as it goes, and really establishing the righteousness of Christ and having a kingdom mentality and sharing that love by helping God's people. So in a nutshell, that's the vision. That's the call. That's what the Circle of Love is all about. It really breaks down to a four-letter word. It's spelled W-O-R-K, this word. And I learned that from one of my ministers that helped me, and Brother Ron Haynes, what we used to call Pop Haynes, was Project STL, and I'm tired of Triple Center in East St. Louis, that it all comes down to it. We have to be willing to work. So that's basically it, Brother Larry, and
okay.
that's what I'm doing at this point.
Okay. Well, can you still hear me, Gary?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hold on, just one second.
Hey, well, hold on.
Yeah, well, hold on. Can you hear me now, everyone? Was it Gary?
Yes.
Was it Gary? You can hear me, right?
I can hear you.
Okay, everyone, that's Brother Gary. you live on the Arthur Larry Tunes Morning Radio Show with Larry and Gary. You know, now Gary told you where he's from, Circle of Life. He told you where he was from, and he told you how to get here, and told you to have church every Sunday. But Gary, let the people know, and then I'll come right back right after. Let the people know your name, because I didn't put a picture up of you. So let the people know your name, so they can be more familiar with you, and I'll come right back.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that one, that's Gary. Gary?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let them know your full name. Let them know your name, your full name.
Yes, Minister Gary Nobles Sr. And our Circle of Love outreach is every Saturday, 10 to 11 a.m. We're at 5401 South Kings Highway. That's just about 3 miles south of Chippewa off of Kings Highway. Is it really the crossing streets are Kings is Eichenberg. Kings Highway in Eichenberg. And then you can reach me at 314-920-5920 if you have any questions, or call Brother Larry. And we'll get the information over to Brother Larry.
Yeah, we'll get the information over. Everyone, there you have it. That's Brother Gary, you say Noble? Gary Noble?
Noble, N-O-B-L-E-S, Senior.
Gary Noble, Senior, everyone. So there you have it. That's Gary Noble, Senior. Okay, so everyone, yes, it's, that's Gary. And we live on the morning show. You know, we talk about... we seem to be both very interested, you know, in the upbringing of the youngsters today, because they've really been some of them have been brought the wrong way. You know, they've been really now today they're living in unethical society, a different society where, you know, you're not allowed to discipline your kids. You're not allowed to discipline your kids these days. So that brings about change in the kids, within the kids. You know, not only do they want a scholarship. Well, to get a scholarship, they don't know how to act. They don't know how to behave themselves. They don't control their anger, control their temper, because they've been taught the wrong way.
Absolutely.
And that's what, right. Absolutely. They've been taught the wrong way than what we was taught. You see what I'm saying? Now I understand that Gary, he does another effective, very Gary Noble Senior. See, he does another effective method for the community to help older people and people who cannot walk straight. He has shoes and he has socks, mentally controlled socks from the brain that he's, we'd like to talk about right now. Gary, go ahead and tell them about your method to help people walk straight.
Absolutely. Yeah, I have a business. It's part of I call it a business ministry called Share the Love and Emulation. They're socks and insoles for people who have balance issues, stroke issues, neuropathy, issues dealing with pain. With this technology, does once you put on the socks or the insoles, the neurotechnology is woven right into the product. And so basically, it helps balance out the brain within an equilibrium. And so once you put on the insole, or you put on the technology of the sock on your feet, 8 seconds later, you're in perfect balance. So it helps with brain. It helps with your brain stem, your brain wellness, and health. And so basically, when you put on that insole, you're going to start working on your wellness. And it just makes you overall feel better. It helped me with pain that I had from football and my neck, headache, stuff like that, and so and knee pain. It really helped me with that. It helped me with my clarity, my focus, my energy. And so it's really a good product. So if If anybody is interested in that, of course, they can get or have any problems with neuropathy, flat feet, pain, and our overall wellness for a small investment that's worth your wellness. If you're interested in better wellness and working on your wellness, you can give me a call on that too, 314-920-5920, and I can explain to you about the wearable technology. And so that's basically what it is. And so Brother Larry always sees me sharing the love with the people down at the Sears building at where I share with at my sister-in-law and her dental office, of course. So with the patients that we provide that opportunity for the patients to know about the technology there. So that's what that's the neurotech.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's right. It, okay, yeah, that's neurotech. Go ahead, Gary. Go ahead. Yeah,
that's
Gary.
Yes.
He's telling you about it's neurotech. Neurotech shoes and socks. There was a man that could not walk straight at the building, and he came in heaven, but he went out running. He came in, but when Gary gave him the shoes, he started running. Nah, I'm gonna stop telling that story now.
Yeah,
when Gary gave him the shoes,
they're insoles that go in the shoe, but no, that really helped
the insoles.
He had bad posture. He had some injuries with his hip, and his posture was bad. He was on a cane. He could barely move up and down the stairway, but I saw him and I shared the love with him and let him try the insoles, and it really straightened him out. It made the quality of his life a lot better. And so it really was amazing to see how much the neurotechnology could help that pastor, because he was really in bad shape. And we both, Brother Larry and myself, we both witnessed almost like, oh, God is doing some miraculous things when it comes to natural health. And it's just about opening up our understanding, our eyes of understanding, and our ears, and have an open heart to look into something that could help you. And that's what the neurotechnology can do. It can really help. And really, it was with an answer to a prayer to me and a lot of people that I've dealt with. It's been an answer to a prayer in helping out with the quality of their life and the wellness.
Yes, everyone. Yes, it's like a miracle. You see, God, that's nothing wrong with a miracle. We saw God and we saw Jesus do miracles. So miracles do exist. See what it is? It's an insole, shoe insole. And you put this shoe insole, that Gary said, put this shoe insole inside the shoe and it straightens the body up. And you walk back with a shoe insole. Not only that, sock. He has medical sock. Put it on too, and it makes you walk better. Which, you know, it all works. It stimulates through the brain. Your brain straightens the body up with these socks and insoles. Put them in your shoes, and Gary sell them, and Gary gave you your number, and you can call Gary, get these shoe insoles, get the shoe insoles and the sock, and you'll straighten up, you'll walk better. And that's one very effective thing for the community. That's one very effective thing for the community, you know. And everyone, this is Gary and this is Larry. You're on the Arthur Larry Tunes Morning Radio Show. And I want to play the episode back. This is the start of something. This is the start of the Arthur Larry Tunes Morning Radio Show. Now I lost my co-host, and we coming back. Divine Love was my co-host. We lost him. And you'll be hearing briefly from Gary and Larry. You know, this show do need sponsors. If you would like to sponsor this show, you can call the show at 314-327-3836 if you would like to sponsor this radio show and kick it off the ground. We might go on TV. You never know. The sky's the limit.
what the verse says, yeah, the eyes are not heard, ears are not hear. Help me out, Gary. What does the scripture say? Brother Gary.
You were asking me a question.
Yeah, I was asking you what this scripture says. I was telling them that we might go on TV, we get a lot of sponsors. What about the eyes have not seen, ears have not heard? That's what the Bible says.
I'm sorry, I was kind of having a little hard time hearing you, but you want to ask me that question again?
Yeah, I was having a hard time hearing you, too. I don't know what happened. I said that we were on the radio. Something is
wrong. Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, that's what it is. It's like it's going in. The sound was going in and out there.
Okay.
The sound was going in and out. So that.
And I was saying, eyes have not heard, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. You know what the God was, the blessing of God was showing to you. You know, so we're running down low. That's how many more minutes we have left. We don't have very much time left.
Absolutely, my brother. Because there's a lot of things that God is able to do for us that are unsearchable. He just has to reveal it to us. And that's one thing we have to remember as believers, that God reveals things to us. You know, a lot of times all we have to do is seek and ask Him, you know, ask Him those things that we desire and we seek. And if it's of His will, the Spirit will reveal it to us, and the Word will show us to be that we know that we study to show ourselves already approved of God. So in that, we can see that God, a lot of times, he'll reveal those things. So it's not that we know it all, but God is able to reveal. For sure, and that's important. Like you say, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard what God has prepared for those who love Him. And so we do thank for that. There are some things that God has to reveal to us. You know, because God, we look at His wisdom and His judgment. God's judgments are unsearchable. And so, meaning that we can't just figure it out. No, He's got to reveal it to us by the Spirit and through His Word.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're down to the last 2 minutes. On our Larry Tunes Morning Radio Show with Larry and Gary, I want to thank that Gary Noble Senior. Thank you for coming on. That's 19 seconds. Have a good day. God bless you. Go ahead, Gary. Anything you want to say in these 19 seconds? Go ahead, Gary.
Well, I just want to say praise the Lord. Everybody have a blessed and wonderful day. May the love of Christ be with you. God bless you.
Okay, everyone, have a good day. And I put this on Facebook, everyone. God bless you.